The Denver Public Library closed all of its branch locations Wednesday due to unspecified threats. The Denver Police Department states it's actively investigating the unspecified threats and, quote, the preliminary findings indicate that the message was sent outside of Colorado. Police also indicated that a number of similar threats have been sent to libraries in other states. The Denver Public Library says all locations, with the exception of those currently closed for renovations or maintenance, will open on their normal schedules today. All eggs sold in Colorado grocery stores would now be from cage-free hens. That's according to a law due to take effect on January 1st. The Colorado Assembly passed HB 2013-43, which is meant to advance animal welfare in Colorado. Business owners are also prohibited from selling or transporting for sale eggs produced by cage hens outside of Colorado. Julie Mizak, the egg program manager at the Colorado Department of Agriculture, said in a press release that enrichments such as scratch areas, purchased nest boxes, and dust bathing cage-free housing allows hens to exhibit their natural behaviors. The new law does allow for some exceptions to the requirement, namely farming operations with 3,000 or fewer egg-laying hens. The city of Denver may face legal action over a string of sweep of homeless encampments in the recent months. KGNU's Claire Purnell has more.
Lawyers from Kilmore, Lane, and Newman sent a letter to city authorities yesterday over what they say are ongoing violations of the Lyle versus Denver settlement agreement. In the Lyle settlement, Denver agreed to protect a basic set of rights for the local homeless population. For example, police are to give 7 days' notice before carrying out a sweep of an encampment, and affected persons are to have the opportunity to recover their confiscated belongings from storage. The lawyers argue Denver has not held up to its end of the bargain, and that further violations of the settlement could prompt litigation. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
The city of Boulder is hosting its 8th annual Be Boulder Festival this Saturday. KGNU's John Kellen reports.
The free event is part of the city's Pollinator Appreciation Month and spotlights programs that tackle the climate and biodiversity crises with natural climate solutions. It's the latest in a series of events aimed at increasing awareness about the role of pollinators in local habitat. Boulder's senior ecologist says native pollinators like bees and other insects are the foundation of life, but in recent years, pesticides and harmful chemicals have put them in trouble. People can learn about local efforts to renew tree canopies, soils, habitats, and how to get involved. The family-friendly event will have games, crafts, and music for kids. The Bee Boulder Festival takes place downtown at Boulder Central Park by the Bandshell from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Saturday. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Boulder County has partnered with a tech company called Panel AI to use high-definition cameras to detect wildfires and high-risk conditions. KGNU's Jimmy Searfalls has more.
Boulder County and tech company Panel AI unveiled a new surveillance system this week of high-definition cameras, satellite hardware, and artificial intelligence. Panel AI calls itself a disaster preparedness technology solutions provider and says the system will enable fire authorities to detect, assess, and contain new fires quickly before they grow into large fires that can endanger lives and property. Panel AI operates in 5 wildfire-prone states in the U.S., California, Colorado, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. The company has installed 2 high-definition cameras in Boulder County, one in Eldora and the other in Lee Hill. Boulder County's fire management officer, Seth McKinney, spoke highly of the new technology in a recent press release, and is confident it will be effective in stopping fires before they grow. For KGNU, this is Jimmy Searfoss.
People affected by the Marshall Fire may need to update their FEMA applications. The Federal Emergency Management Agency needs to know about insurance claim settlements and denials. FEMA says submitting any insurance settlements or denial letters plus information about additional living expenses will help ensure coverage and avoid duplicate settlements. Although FEMA is legally prohibited from doubling your insurance coverage, they may provide additional rental assistance if the ELA you receive from your insurance company expires before July 1, 2023. Visit disasterassistance.gov to update any information. Today, the forecast is in a high of 64 and a low of 49, and there is a chance of showers with thunderstorms after 3 p.m. The National Weather Service expects a period of heavy rain late this morning and afternoon, which will result in a limited flood threat for the burned areas. And those were the morning headlines for KGNU. I am Luis Licon.